K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State, a special daily edition coming at you right now, folks. Just a little, under 24 hours since Felix Enyeduke Uzomah got drafted in the first round. How about that? Late last night. Well, first off, I gotta get a little pat of the back to myself for one. I said it. I made kind of, sort of a bold prediction earlier this week on this podcast, on one of the daily episodes. That if you have not already checked it out, please go check it out. But I did not. However, I did not pick. I picked. It was Brent. The difference was it was Julius Brent that I picked instead of Felix. I didn't mention him. Going early second round. Instead, he goes to the first round. Last pick of the first round. K-State represent. Kansas City Chiefs on top of that in Kansas City. You can't scrim any better than that for Felix Enyeduke Uzomah. You watched the growth of this of that young man when he came to K-State, how skinny that dude was. And two, he is who he is right now. Dude's a monster. Dude's going to be a problem in the NFL. He was a problem in a positive way for the Cats. And obviously the play that sticks out, which was shown multiple times on my feed, on the case of Twitter feed, was the play that turned the Texas Tech game around on the road. He bullied the offensive lineman and got to the backfield to the running back. That changed the game. We've talked about that moment on multiple fronts on the Pro Project Podcast, and myself and Alex Aiden, my co-host. And from there, and obviously another game that sticks out, which should have been the six sack game. The NCAA side said, hey, we're going to take one or two of those away. Okay, whatever. But don't get me on that soapbox right now. But, yeah, the other game that sticks out for me, the TCU game, where he just was in the backfield all day long. I was there for that one. Me and the fam were there for that one. I do remember that one as well. But just some of the favorite memories there that Felix delivered to K-State Nation and last night. And the drama just leading up to it. Look, this day, I think it was a little slower. I think the first round last night was a little bit too slow. I think they're normal. I know my other half was talking about, is it me or is this thing on dragging too slow? Well, thinking about it, kind of reflecting about it today, I think it was moving way a little bit too slow than normal, especially the last pick, all the drama, all the setup. And shout out to Kansas City. The Chiefs for putting that on. Of course, it's going on as I'm talking to you guys right now. Look, all the drama, and then the hometown kid from Kansas City. You get picked, the last pick in the first round. Kansas City Chiefs, of course, all the hype buildup. Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes, kick it off with a bang and all that other stuff. In between, we saw some shocking moves throughout that first round of the draft. But look, last pick of the first round, Felix. Wow, it just can't set it up any better than that. That's another positive mark on the K-State sports calendar year 2022-23. Incredible. Add that to the list of accomplishments for K-State. Now you have a K-Stater in the first round for a lifetime, and obviously, the feed of watch party for Felix, it was a little bit bad. You couldn't really see, but obviously, emotions high as it should. Incredible! You cannot script that any better. It's sports. You cannot draw that up any better than last night. The last pick of the first round. Kansas City Chiefs, one of the commentators mentioned, two of them mentioned Felix would go in this spot. And sure enough, the KC Chiefs, Andy Reid, the defending Super Bowl champions, pick Felix Enyeduke Uzomah. to wrap up night one of the 2023 NFL draft. And you're truly, I should have put some money on it for what it is. Because I did say somebody's going to go late first round. I did say that, but I thought it was I picked the wrong cat in Julius Brents. But Felix representing K-State in that spot right there. And look, in the second half of the year, this past year, of course, the Big 12 champions, of course, he played through injury most of that, but he was an absolute warrior there as well. Obviously, plays his hometown, Kansas City, Missouri, and is the first Wildcat in the picked in the first round. You got to go back to Josh Freeman, who was elected in the 17th by Tampa Bay back in the 2009 draft. There, the selection of number 31 made Felix the 8th highest selected player in K-State school history. And you added, he's now the 8th player ever selected by Kansas City. Okay, yeah, Kansas City Chiefs, the first since Braden Wilson back in 2013. Of course, Braden Wilson, remember, he was a fullback here for K-State as well. I had to go back to the memory bank a little bit here on that one. Yeah, but I do remember it now that the name is familiar to me there. He was a fullback for a few years here in Manhattan there. 2013 and the first ever selected by the Chiefs in the first round. Let's just round it up to the shape. Felix was the 2020, this past year, the Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year. 46 tackles, 11 for loss, 8.5 sacks, 2 forced fumbles, and a breakup in the passing game. He earned multiple All-American accolades, including first-team honors from USA Today, second-team honors from the Walter Camp Foundation, American Football Writers Association, American Football Coaches Association, and CBS Sports. His 8.5 sacks put him second in the Big 12, and his 2 forced fumbles was tied for third in the conference, while he registered at least half a tackle for a loss in 9 games and at least a half sack in 7 of those contests there. And Felix and Udike Uzama went to Lee Summit High School. 32 games, 27 starts in his 3-year career at K-State. 6 in school history in career sacks, 20.5 sacks, 4th in career forced fumbles. He has 8 of those and became just the 2nd Kansas State Wildcat in the history of Wildcat football to tally at least 3 sacks in 2 different games, as he totaled 4. Again, this is what I mentioned back in 2021 against TCU. I mentioned that on top of this podcast. And, of course, man, he was a nightmare for Texas Tech. 3 this past year against Texas Tech there as well. Incredible stuff there as well. And, he played somewhat hurt throughout the second half of the season. If he was healthy, I think those numbers are padded on right there for Felix. But big news last night in the first round. King Felix and Udike Uzama, last pick of the first round, Kansas City pick, Kansas City Chiefs, your hometown, and probably more than likely, if I'm not mistaken, he was a fan of the Chiefs, I believe. You could correct me if he wasn't, but I'm pretty sure he was growing up in the area, and he was pretty ticked when he didn't get picked. Well, that was close. He didn't get recruited by Missouri, which that is fathom for what it's worth. But thank you, University of Missouri, for that. Appreciate you on that. So, incredible. I definitely need to go back and over the weekend, we'll watch some of the interviews from King Felix, because that couldn't even script it any better. It was after 11, late at night. Things kind of, I mean, again, the Chiefs, KC, they put it on. I mean, but I think it was dragging a little bit too long than normal. And maybe that's because, yeah, Kansas City Chiefs, you have to get you have to show off the Lombardies, right? But enough rambling. But huge news for K-State. Add another big star to the accomplishments of K-State sports here in 2022-23 calendar season. Add the first rounder to the mix. After last year, we had both our cats drafted in the last round of the NFL draft last year with Skylar Thompson and Rush East, as I mentioned this week on this podcast. But King Felix staying where the Kings are at. Kansas City Chiefs, two-time Super Bowl champs, two of the last 3 years there. He gets picked by the home, his hometown, probably his team. Growing up, the Chiefs. So definitely, that's you just can't. Some stories you just can't strip. You just gotta watch it unfold. And for whatever reason, I thought sitting there thinking to myself, man, this is setting up to be some story. And the story still be written. Story still written for Felix, but you cannot write that up any better than that. There as well. It's really excited, obviously. Somebody cheer for. As you all know by now, I'm an Atlanta Falcons fan. My 3-year-old Emma, I call Emma's a Chiefs fan. But look, I got someone to cheer for. Well, not actually cheer for. Someone to really cheer for now on a team that's obviously continuing to rack up the championships on the NFL side. And Felix, and you add him to that mix of D-line with a Chris Jones. They drafted another guy last year in Karlaftis. Yeah, him, George Karlaftis, him, Frank Clark, those guys. Now you, obviously, Felix is going to continue to grow as a pass rusher and a D-lineman. It's just scary from that front there. And KC obviously is getting a tremendous dude. This is a huge get for him as well. And yeah, there's not really when you look at the Chiefs, and Alex can probably attest, there's not really any major holes to fill really for this team. So, but if there's any, you can look at the defensive line because yeah, the corners, yeah, they got a lot of cornerback depth that are young. So this is a huge piece for the Chiefs defense there. But congratulations to Felix Anyeduke-Uzomah there getting in the pick in the first round. I don't care if it was the first, like Bryce Young in the middle, like Bijan to the Falcons. Pretty pumped up about that. I'll explain in another future episode coming up on the weekly podcast or in the back end. Like Felix, you got drafted in the first round. That's going to carry you for the rest of your career, unless your life. That's a lifetime right there as well. So again, Uzomah to the Chiefs last night, and we'll still keep going. We will still keep you up to date. Hopefully, when our next K-Stater gets drafted, I believe now, when this gets uploaded into the universe here pretty soon here, Julius Brents, I think, is going to be off the board before this night's over. So should I say that as a guarantee? I think I'm going to sit on that as a guarantee for sure. So we'll keep an eye on that. We'll definitely keep an eye on Deuce. I think Deuce could possibly get drafted tomorrow over the weekend along with Ty Zentner. Maybe somebody else like an Echo Boydo could step up in there, sneak in there a little bit as well. But huge night, for, not only for K-State, but the Big 12 gets a huge boost there. They had like 5-6 players drafted last night out of the Big 12. Damn, that's what I'm talking about. Hey, Pac-12, we're better than y'all. So there's that. So huge night across the board, not only for K-State, but for the Big 12. When like 6 or 7 players get drafted by a few NFL teams as well. The Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State. Get it wherever you get your podcast. You listen to this podcast right now. Thank you for checking us out. Download, giving us a listen. You love what you're enjoying, what you're hearing right now. NFL draft season continues. Yeah, baseball going on as I'm speaking right now. Game 1 about to wrap up here. With K-State and Texas Tech, subscribe to the Pro Project Podcast, wherever you get your podcast there as well. I'll be back on here a lot this weekend, depending on how the draft picks fall for Kansas State. And, of course, we got K-State baseball, and I think track and field might be in action as well. I'm not 100% sure about that. This podcast, all things K-State, as we get rolling into the weekend, and the weekend can't get got off to an exciting start last night with Felix Anudike Uzomah getting drafted by his hometown team. And not only that, you're from the area. So huge dominoes effect for that from that last night. It was quite amazing. Quite amazing to watch that unfold. But we're going to be back this weekend here. Time to wrap this up. I can keep going, but we're shut it down right here for right now. And we'll see what the night two brings to the NFL draft for Kansas State. Eddie Greer, you've been listening to the Purple Project Podcast Daily. Go Cats. We'll catch you later on here this weekend.